USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has struck down a national moratorium on evictions, saying that the CDC exceeded its authority when it extended the directive. In a 20-page ruling, Judge Dabney Friedrich said that the Public Health Service Act does not grant the CDC the legal authority to impose a nationwide moratorium. The order was scheduled to remain in place until June 30th. An attorney with the Justice Department's Civil Division says the department has already filed an appeal. And the Biden administration has announced its support for waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that the administration will participate in text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization needed to make that happen. Tai added that the administration will work to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution as the U.S. secures its supply of vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney will face a no-confidence vote next week from her fellow Republicans, where she's expected to be removed from her position as chair of the House Republican Conference. She's drawn criticism from her own party members over her criticisms of former President Donald Trump casting doubts on the 2020 presidential election, as well as her vote to impeach him in January. Congressman Andy Biggs says an effort to remove Cheney in February failed because Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wanted to try to work with her. But the Arizona Republican tells Fox News that effort is now over.
What changed more, though, is that she continued her tirade against President Trump and those who support President Trump. And she's doing it from a position as the conference chair. The problem with that is no one cares if she believes that and if she wants to do that if she's not the conference chair. So she wasn't representing the most, and now Kevin's had enough, and that changes it because McCarthy is now with us to remove her, and so there will be enough votes to remove her next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The family of a man killed in Seattle's autonomous zone is planning to sue the city over his death. Lance Pry has the story.
Court papers filed Wednesday says paramedics are to blame for letting teenager Lorenzo Anderson die after he was shot several times on the edge of Seattle's lawless autonomous zone, which was so dangerous the fire department said it needed police escorts just to enter. At the time in June 2020, the area was overrun with anarchists and self-appointed security guards with semi-automatic weapons who would not allow police to enter after 10 p.m., the claim states. The man who allegedly killed Anderson, Marcel Lavon Long, has been charged with his murder, but has yet to be apprehended by police. Dan Nolte, a spokesman for Seattle City Attorney's Office, says Wednesday, "We intend to investigate these Brock claims and will defend the city in this manner." End quote. The claims were filed against the city of Seattle, King County, and the state of Washington. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the birth rate in the United States has fallen for the sixth straight year. The new report from the CDC says that births are now at their lowest level since 1979, falling 4% from a year ago. The agency recorded more than 3.6 million births in 2020, nearly 150,000 fewer than in 2019. The report also concludes that the fertility rate has fallen considerably under the replacement level, the rate necessary for a generation to replace itself. That's considered to be about 2,100 births per 1,000 women, with the rate for 2020 at around 1,700 births. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.